right, I'm still here in Knoxville, and I'm talking with,
Hushcho.
What?
Hushcho.
Hushcho?
Hushcho.
Just say Phoenix.
Yeah. Phoenix. Comic artist, and writer, anything else you do?
Bon vivant.
Okay, so no.
I do it all.
Yes.
I do it all.
Tell us here about your comics.
Well, Incubus Tales is my most popular, and it enjoys a readership the world over. It's about a very attractive incubus named Jar, and he owns a shop called Fantasies. Every chapter takes place in a different area, a different part of reality or unreality. He can go anywhere. We've done Camelot, we've done 1001 Arabian Nights, and Flash Gordon, where every page is a cliffhanger. We just did Jane Austen, and we're doing superheroes soon. And Lamia is about a sexy vampiress and her best friend. They go on all kinds of similar adventures to Jar. So it's always fun, and I always try and put a smile on people's face.
Okay, that's good. A little bit of your art style here, too. How would you describe?
Well, I've been influenced by a lot of the artists that I've worked with all over the world. But my favorite art movement is Art Nouveau, or Jugendstil, which was popular near the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th. And one of my favorite artists is Alphonse Mucha, who has the flowing movements and the curves and things like that. And so often men are underrepresented in Art Nouveau, so I try to prove that they are viable sources of the art.
So it's not a Jack Kirby influence guy.
Well, I do.
It's like, no, you had to go for all the fancy names, had to show everyone up.
Well, I do. I've done some work with some Marvel and DC artists. In fact, I did this. You can see it on my Tumblr. It is a comic done for a Japanese Batman fan. I used to love comics growing up, superhero comics especially. And Don Newton was one of my favorite artists. He did Batman in the early 80s, and his untimely passing robbed one of the most iconic Batman artists. I actually like him more than Neil Adams. I think Don Newton is the definitive Batman artist, and he influenced me a lot.
You're sitting at the table of the show. Do you do a lot of different conventions and what kind?
Yeah, I try to. I took a couple of years off because my partner passed away, and I just didn't do any public anything. And then last year I started to do conventions again, starting with this show last year. And since then I've done so many different shows. I do a lot of local shows, and I did Outlanticon in Atlanta, which was wonderful. And I've got a lot of shows lined up too in the rest of the year. So.
Okay, so you'll be around.
Yeah, I'll be around.
And how will they know you?
Well, look for the guy who's like 6.5 feet tall, dressed as flashily as he can, or look for the Teen Titan Omen, the long black robes and the gigantic peace sign earring.
Okay, yeah, so you like to dress up?
I always try and dress as, you know, finely as I can, but I have a distinctive sense of dress, so it's very difficult to miss.
Yeah, I think I've noticed that a bit.
But it really helps, because especially when you're an artist and maybe people wouldn't be so interested in coming and seeing your stuff, it helps to dress in an interesting way so that somebody has a conversational in, you know, like, oh, nice earrings, or, you know, I like that waistcoat or something like that.
What other plans are you have coming up for your comic?
Well, the summer is going to be a really interesting summer. It's going to be the rise of the superheroes. Both Incubus Tales and Lamia are going on a superhero satire kick. Lamia Book 2 will be released, much as a webcomic, 2 pages each week, but it will also be collected and published in the first month, so that if you want to read all of it at once, you can get it early. And they will be going into the comic book world to save a sidekick favorite of Antonio. Incubus Tales' main proper heroes will be either kidnapped or incapacitated, and Jar, who is the main character, has to go in and get all of the adult superheroes to band together to save the good guys. So it will be a laugh and a half.
That sounds like some fun. So has the show been for you? Like, what you got to do and talk to people?
Oh, yes. I love meeting people who enjoy my comics, and it seems like at the local shows especially, I have this legion of fans that always comes to see every appearance, and I love that. But I always like seeing new and old fans and talking to people about the comics and answering their questions and doing sketches. So, and of course I love selling books as well, but the best part is seeing all the people who have been made to smile and laugh and enjoy life a little bit more by the things I do.
Yeah, that's very good. Talk to you about, you do anything else, costumes, comics, I don't know. Got any other good fun stories from going to cons, like meeting like a celebrity in the elevator?
Well, you know, one of my favorite experiences was Outlandicon, and it was a few weeks ago. It's a GLBT, sci-fi, anime, yeah, all kinds of stuff. It was really fun, and you would think that some people, you know, might avoid it because, you know, they would think it would just be very specialized, but it was actually very diverse. It was so fun and so welcoming, and everybody was welcoming. And Amber Benson was there, and she played Tara on Buffy. Buffy. Yeah, and I'm not really a Joss Whedon fan, but one of my friends.
Okay, this interview's over now. I mean,
Well, I'm not, but my best friend is. And so I promised him that I would get him an autograph. I ended up going to Amber, and we hit it off. We chatted so much, and she was so sweet. She was like, oh, my God. I didn't even expect it, because I was just waiting in line for a photograph. But we chatted. I gave her a comic, and she came by and saw me, and we hugged. And she was just wonderful. I cannot say enough good things about Amber Benson. So that was just a wonderful experience at a convention. That I was completely surprised, because like I didn't even think that it would happen, you know, that way. I thought I would just get the photograph and that would be it, but she was just great.
That's real. Any cons you would really like to go to?
Actually, I really liked Outlandicon. I really enjoy most conventions as long as the people are nice. But I tend to like anywhere that I can go to meet people and meet nice people and spread art, spread happiness.
Well, let's wrap this up. People are packing up and stuff. All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much.